Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. The Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker will be closed on Monday, February 16th. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
They're going to come on the line in a minute.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Kimberly. Are you calling today for the first time or to check the status?
Hi, I'm calling about a patient. He's been trying to schedule his assessment and has been having difficulty. I did try calling in with him before, but it got disconnected. Is it okay if I call him up now, if you wait on the line?
Sure. May I please have your name?
My name is Abigail.
Okay. And what's the best phone number for you?
267-551-7438.
Okay. And are you with an agency?
Yes. It's Family First Care.
Okay. And I'm sorry, may I have your first name or last name initial?
N. The initial is N.
M as in Mary?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Just a second. Hello?
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 Okay, great. Now we're all on the line.
All right. Hi, I'm Kimberly with Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. How are you?
Okay.
All right. May I please have your name?
Salvatore Papa.
Can you spell your last name?
P-A-P-A.
And may I please have your phone number?
Yes, it's area code 267-889-0763.
Okay, and you're applying for services for yourself, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, so I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone in regarding your application without your written or verbal permission. Right. May I please have your date of birth?
Yes, it's 6/9/1966.
Right. And may I please have your Social Security number?
Yes, it's 1-67-62-3383.
And may I please have your address?
Yes. I just recently moved into a friend's house, so this is where I'm going to be staying. It's 4333 North 9th Street.
Great. And the city and zip code?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Zip code is 19140.
Okay. All right. And do you remember your previous address?
2601 North Broad Street.
All right. Did you have had another one before that?
I think it was either 907 Hamilton Street.
Okay. All right. So you do have a case with us. Is it okay for me to discuss your case information along with Abigail?
Yes.
All right. Do you mind if I place you guys on a brief hold while I take a look at the case?
No, I don't mind.
Okay.
This way I'd rather have her hear everything because Sometimes I don't remember things.
Okay, no problem. Did you want to add Abigail as an authorized representative to your case?
If she'll allow it.
Yes, that would be a good idea.
Okay. All right. And regarding what
Abigail. I didn't want to say yes or no. She's on the line, so if she would have said no, how can I get mad?
So you're good.
All right. 1 second. And just to verify, Abigail, your company is a home care agency?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you'll be listed as information only, which means you'll be able to call in, check the status. If you need to cancel or reschedule, you can make those changes. And also if Salvador get a new number or a new phone number, you can let us know and we'll be able to update that as well.
Okay. Great.
All right. So I'm going to place you. Oh, before I do, I'm going to have you spell out your last name.
Okay. It's Martin. Me?
Okay. Yes. No. Abigail.
Yes.
Right?
Martin.
And then,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Martin.
Okay. And then may I please have your company address?
Yes. It's One Winding Drive, Philadelphia, 19131.
Thank you. All right. Do you mind if I place you guys on a brief hold while I take a look at the case?
Sure.
All right, hold on, please. Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Thank you so much for holding. I appreciate your patience. All right. So, yes, so you have a case with us. So your case was closed because we never received the form from your doctor.
I don't know why they told me that they sent that they sent it to you.
Okay, they need to send in the form before the assessment is scheduled.
Well, here's the thing. He already had his assessment. This was back in October. Now, he will need to do a reassessment, but usually we'll do that after we get the form from the doctor.
Okay.
Because you don't know how long that takes.
So, Salvatore, I did have someone try reaching out to you way back, but they have been troubled. They haven't been able to get through. So I'm going to have them try to call you again. So
Okay. Once
this is filled out and they can get through to you, then we can move forward.
Okay.
What's the name of your doctor?
I'm not even sure.
I'm going to have someone from the telehealth company at New York Best Medical fill it out.
Okay. All right. Once we get the form from the doctor, then that will reopen the application, and then we would need to schedule the reassessment where the enrollment broker will complete the application for Medicaid over the phone. They'll ask how much she makes per month and where it comes from.
Okay.
All right. Was there anything
I have to get my reward letter or no?
Well, I mean, eventually, once it's proven that you're medically eligible, then we send everything to the county assistant office, and then they'll ask for financial proof of income.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because I already know they know everything, so I'm not worrying about any of that. I just didn't know if I had to personally go down and ask them for it again.
Well, what's going to happen is if they need anything, they'll send a letter with the list of items that they need.
Oh, okay. So they'll give me a couple of days, to like a month, to get my information that I need.
Right. You will have time to gather those documents. But once we get the form from the doctor, that's when the ball will start rolling regarding your application.
Okay.
Oh,
and how
okay.
about the assessment with the area agencies on aging, will he still need to have that, or that was done also?
One second. That was completed August 18th.
Oh, wow, amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, and do you know exactly which financial documents he will need to send in?
Not yet. Because we don't know if he's medically eligible or not. Usually they'll ask for 2 to 5 years worth of bank statements. It just depends on what he put on the application for Medicaid.
I'm on Social Security.
Okay. So most likely do you have like a bank account?
No, I do not have a bank account. The only thing I have is the proof that how much they give me a month.
Do you get your money on, like, a Direct Express card?
Yes.
Okay, so most likely they're going to want, like, a current printout of that Direct Express to show that you get that certain amount per month.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, and Salvatore, did you have a bank account open within the last 5 years?
The last one I had, they let me have my bank account for a month, then they closed it down because of me living in the shelter. They said I cannot have a bank account living in the shelter. So
when,
now since I moved...
When was that?
Now, like a year ago.
Okay, and then before that you had an open bank account?
I used to, but they closed my ex-wife... withdrew everything and left me with nothing, so I winded up going into the shelters.
Okay. Well, what you can do is write a hardship letter explaining what you just said regarding your old bank accounts, if they do ask. That way they'll get an understanding on what's going on and if you're not able
now,
to obtain those documents.
Now, since I moved into a house, I'm planning on next month, after my check comes in, to go open up another bank account, since now I have a permanent address.
Okay. All right. Well, then you'll just be prepared to gather copies of those bank statements as well. But they will send a letter of a list of items that they may need.
Okay.
Great. Was there anything else I can assist you with?
Okay. Because the house I live in does not have a ramp to come into the house.
Once you do get approved for services, then you'll let the insurance company know, and then they should be able to accommodate you once you get approved.
Oh, okay.
All right. Was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, that was it.
All right. At the end of the call, if you'd like to complete a survey, it is optional.
Okay.
That's okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, and you guys have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.